Today's daf is Psachim daf Nunches, and we are at the beginning of a new perek, the fifth perek of Masechtas Psachim, a very famous perek, perek Tamid Nishchat, the very top of daf Nunches Amud Aleph. Today's daf is being known as a Schos Refuah Shleima. For Shlomo ben Tzara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Dvora bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Rachel Nami bas Esther Chana, and Harach HaNoilad ben Rachel Nami. Today's daf is also being learned as a Schus for Yecheskel Shraga ben Miral and Le'ilui Nishmas Avram ben Yibadol L'chaim Toivim Rav Moshe Chaim. So, Tamid Nishchat is really the beginning of the second half of Masechtas Psachim, the majority of which deals with the laws of the Karban Pesach, and as so, to a degree, it's as if we're really starting a new Masechta. And I believe it warrants an introduction. So the Karban Pesach was a Karban like all Karbanos. Karban Oila, there's a Karban Chatas, a Karban Asham, a Karban Shlomim, a Karban Toida, a Karban Mincha, Bechar, Meiser, and Karban Pesach. So just like Oila is a type of Karban, so too a Pesach is a type of Karban. We're going to see in the Sugis in Perek Tamid Nishchat that the Karban Pesach was part of the family of the Karban Shlomim, but at the same time, it is very much its own Karban. Now, being that the Karban Pesach was a Karban, so it required the avodos that were done with every Karban. And every Karban really had three general types of avodas done with it. There was the avodas Adam, there was the avoda of the Emurim, and then there was the Basar. The avodas Adam was made up of four components: Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika. Someone has an animal, he's makdish it, he brings it to the Harabayas, he passes it over to the Kehanim, and immediately the Kehanim did four avodas. They shechted the carbon just like you would shecht chulin. There was another kind that was waiting with a kli sharis to receive the dam. He walked the dam, Halacha, to the Mizbeach, and then this was the climax, this was the main avodah, the dam was sprinkled onto the Mizbech. Now, different karbanos had different halachas of shechita, different halachas of zrika, but hatzad ha-shava shebahen, with the exception of the mincha and the oifas, every karban required shechita, required kabbalah, halacha, and zrika. A karban pesach is a karban, it was an animal, and as a result, shechita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika. In addition to that, every karban's fats were taken and burnt on the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach that the fats were burnt was the big Mizbeach. That was the Mizbeach HaChitzain. That was the Mizbeach that was in the courtyard. It was in the Azara. There was a large fire, the Marocha Gedoyla. There were several small fires. And they would take certain parts of the animal and they would burn it on the fire. A carbon Pesach is a carbon. As a result, it's a Murim. Its fats also had to be burnt. In addition to that, almost every carbon, with the exception of an oila, had meat that was eaten. Who ate the meat? The Kayanim ate some of it. And the Bailam, the owner of the carbon, would eat some of it as well. The carbon Pesach, again, being a carbon, had a din that its meat was eaten. It was eaten by the owner of the carbon. So a carbon Pesach is a type of carbon. As a result, you have the avoid of the dam, the avoid of the emurim, and then the avoid of the basar, the avoid of sadam, shchita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika. Avoid of the Emurim, that's the Haktara on the fire that was on the Mizbeach HaChitzain, and then the Basar had to be eaten. One area where the Karban Pesach was unique is that by a regular Karban, the eating of the Basar is what was referred to as Shiorei Mitzvah. It was extra credit. It was part of the Karban. You get a Mitzvah if you eat the Basar. In fact, the Gemara says, that when the Kohanim used to eat the basar, the owner would actually get some sort of kapara. It was in many ways an avodah, but at the same time, it wasn't critical. It was something that was extra credit. It's a mitzvah min hamufchar. If you want to do it in the best way, then you should also eat the basar. What happens if somebody brought a carbon? He was mechal Shabbos b'shoigig. He has to bring a carbon chatas. He brought a chatas shmeina, and the basar was never eaten. It's fine. You don't have to bring another carbon. You still got your kapara. You don't have to worry. Yeah, there's an extra credit, a mitzvah min hamufchar that you could have gotten that you ended up not getting. And that's really true for all karbanos with the exception of one, with the exception of the Karban Pesach. When it came to the Karban Pesach, the eating of the basar of the Karban Pesach was a very, very, very big deal. In fact, there's a big discussion in the Achronim whether eating basar kachim is even a mitzvah. This theory in the Rambam, in the Sefer HaChinuch, Preskurov, Mechas Chinuch. This is something that plays itself out very much in the world of Reid. When it comes to the Karban Pesach, the Torah says, V'achlas ha-basar, b'alayla zeh, you're supposed to eat the basar. There's no question that eating the Karban Pesach is a mitzvah. If you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, the fifth mitzvah of the Taryag mitzvah is to shech the Karban Pesach, meaning bring the Karban Pesach. The sixth mitzvah is to eat the basar of the Karban Pesach. So basar, specifically achilas basar, plays a very different role when it comes to the Karban Pesach than it does when it comes to other karbanos. And as we're going to see, this is a critical point as it relates to understanding some of the sugyas that we're going to learn as it relates to Karban Pesach. Another thing that was very, very important every time a karban was brought is the machshava of the kohen. So when a kohen brought a carbon, his machshavos had to be very, very pure. So much so, his machshava was so dynamic, so potent, that it can mess up a carbon. So you can bring a carbon, it could be gewaldig. Achata shmeina, shchita, kabbalah, hilacha zrika. You have kohanim miyuchasim that are doing the avoda. You have the most beautiful, the most expensive klisharis that are being done. It's done mamish lefnei Hashem. But if the kohen had a bad machshava while he was bringing the carbon, that can mess up the carbon. What's an example of a bad machshava? Machshava shalei lishma. What does shalei lishma mean? Ayin mesach tizvachim. Another example of a bad machshava is a machshavas pigel. He had a mind to eat the basar, burn the emurim, chutzus manoi, chutzum kaimai. What does that all mean? Ayin mesach tizvachim, emenachis, etc., etc. But the point is that the machshava of the kohen was very powerful when it comes to kachem. That's true as it relates to a carbon pesach as well. Of course, a carbon pesach is a carbon. But at the same time, the carbon pesach was unique again. Number one, the first Mishnah Masech Tzvachim says that if a kohen did one of the avodas shaloi lishma, the katchila, it's not good. But at the same time, b'di'evet, the carbon is going to be a kashner carbon. Chutz, there's two exceptions to the rule. There's two times where a machshava shaloi lishma isn't just not the optimal way of doing it, but the carbon is actually possible. So if you did a shchita shaloi lishma by two karbanos, you can't do a kabbalah ilacha and zrika. You can't take the emurim and put them on the mizbech. You can't eat the basar. It makes the carbon possible. What are those two karbanos? Chatas and Pesach. So Pesach is unique that the machshava plays a more important role than it does when it comes to Shar Karbanos. Another example of where Machshava plays itself out regarding Karban Pesach, there's a special Machshava HaPeseles called Shaloi Lashom Oichlov, which is something that's unique to a Karban Pesach. So if somebody would bring the Karban Pesach and he would have in mind that the Karban Pesach will be eaten, but by someone that's really not supposed to eat from this Karban Pesach, when it comes to Shar Karbanos, that's okay. When it comes to the Karban Pesach, that's a machshava that completely messes up, it kills, it destroys the whole Karban. So you see, the Karban Pesach is unique. Number one, in terms of the avoida, which aspect of the avoida, the achila, usually achila's basar is just extra credit. So when it comes to the Karban Pesach, it plays a very prominent role. And number two, as it relates to the machshava component when it comes to a Karban Pesach is seemingly on a pedestal. Number one, a machshava shalei lishma isn't just not likatchila, le'olu l'bayilum l'shem chayv, it actually makes the carbon possible. And number two, there's also a concept of shalei lishma eichlav, shalei lishma menuyav, as we're going to learn, the special machshavos that are problems when it comes to the carbon pesach that you don't find as it relates to other carbonos. But the truth is that if you dive a little bit deeper into the carbon pesach, what you realize is that the carbon pesach was unique in more fundamental ways. Not just in some of the pratim of the avoida and some of the pratim of how machshava impacts the carbon, but on a much higher level, there were differences with regards to the carbon Pesach and Shar Karbonos. Number one, the idea that the Yidden brought the carbon Pesach when they were in Mitzrayim. And the truth is, you can be Mavasad or Parashas Boy many times and not fully appreciate this. The parasha of the carbon Pesach is mentioned in Parashas Bo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Moshe and Aharon on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. He told them, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodashim. And he went on and he told them, Daber, well, call Adas Yisrael, Lemor, Ba'asol HaChodesh Hazeh, V'yikhu Lehem Ish Tzelebe, Savei Tzelebayis. And from there, the Pesukim can discuss, literally, verse after verse, the laws of the Karban Pesach. The laws of the Karban Pesach were revealed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only to Moshe, but to Moshe and Aharon, when Rosh Chodesh Nisan while they were still in Mitzrayim, 2 weeks before they left Mitzrayim. Now, that's where we learned the halachas of Korban Pesach. But at the same time, if you go through those psukim, what you realize is that the halachas of that Korban Pesach are very different than the halachas that we're about to learn now in the second part of Masechtas Pesachim. In fact, these were psukim that were hirasha, psukim that almost seem sacrilegious in terms of some of the things the Yidden were told to do in Mitzrayim. Things that we would never, ever, ever been allowed to do after the Yidden already left Mitzrayim, yet there was a Korban Pesach. So what are a few examples? Number one, Hashem told Moshe and Aharon, tell the Yidden that on the 10th day of Nisan, also known as Shabbos HaGadol, on the 10th day of Nisan, he said you should go take a seh, take a shepsla, you should tie it to the side of your bed, and you should watch it for 4 days. Now, there's no halacha anywhere in the Gemaras that we're going to learn that says that before you brought the Korban Pesach, he had to make sure that he brought the Korban Pesach 4 days before Yontif, he tied it, and that he watched it, that it was watched for a four-day period. Additionally, the Korban Pesach that was brought in Mitzrayim was brought in Mitzrayim. Really, Korbanos need to be brought either in the Beis HaMikdash or at the very least in a Mishkan. There was nothing in Mitzrayim, so they brought Korbanos in Mitzrayim. There were no Kehanim, there was no Big Day Kahuna, there was no Klisharis. And here's the punchline, there was almost Beach. How do you bring a carbon when Adam is Beach? The ikar of a carbon is the Zrika. The ikar of the carbon is Shechita Kabbalah Ilacha, but that's just all building up to the punchline, which is the Zrika. Zrika has to be done on a Mizbeach. If there's no Mizbeach, Zrika Minayin, how in the world can you do a Zrika? Now, the Ebishter preempted it. He told the Yidden, you should take an Agudas Ezoiv, take a bundle of grass, Utfaltem, you should dip it into the blood, and then you should do a proverbial Zrika. You should put it on the two side posts of your door and on the mashkoif, and like this, that will be the Zrika. That's not a real Zrika, let's be honest. There was no Mizbeach. So what exactly was that? Was there Akhtara? Did the Yidden burn the Emurim? What did they do with the Emurim? They ate it? Torah says you're supposed to eat all the basar. There's no mention anywhere of Emurim. So the Pesach Mitzrayim was a very, very big kiddush. The idea, the notion that you could bring a carbon in the depths of Mitzrayim, in the Shar Mem Tes of Tumah, where there's no Mishkan, there's no Mizbeach. You're going to take the blood and you're going to put it on the side post and on the... It's a very, very big kiddush. It's something that's unique to the Korban Pesach. In that, there was a Pesach Mitzrayim. And again, just to be clear, Pesach Mitzrayim has no implication on Pesach Doiris, on the Pesach that the Yidden were going to bring from that point moving forward. But the fact that it was feasible for there to be a Pesach Mitzrayim, I think requires us to understand a little bit from a Pnimius HaTorah perspective, from a Machshava perspective, how that can even be possible. So just to suggest one knach, and that is, in the 18th century, there was a very big tumult that was started by a big goyin, a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva Eger. His name was Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer. Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer wrote a sefer. It's called Drishas Tzion. And the purpose of the sefer was he was lobbying the Gedolim at the time. He wanted their support. He felt that the Yidden should go up to Yerushalayim and they should bring a Korban Pesach. Now you're going to say, bring a Korban Pesach? How's that possible? You don't even have a Beis HaMikdash. How could you bring a Korban Pesach? See, he said, based on the Rambam Shita is in Hilchas Beis Abchira, then even though Kedusha Rishoyim Kitchel Lashaita, Meloy Kitchel Lasa Lavoy, that's only as it relates to the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. But the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash is Kitchel Lasa Lavoy, which means today, Hayoyim, the Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash have the same level of Kedusha as they had in the times of Shlomo HaMelech. So he said, if that's the case, why can't we go? We can take advantage of the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, Makrivin, Afa Pishayim, Bayis, Sugis, and Shas, and let's go ahead and let's bring the Korban Pesach. Not just that, he felt that the time was ripe for it. Because in the past, he said this was practically a very difficult thing to do because the Yidden had no control over the Harabayis, and there was no protectia inside man that they could have used in order for them to be able to finagle something. But at that time, the two wealthiest Jewish families in the world, the Montefiore family and the Rothschild family, these were big movers and shakers, and he felt that the Yidden had this unique ability to leverage the power that was afforded to them by these two great zvulins, these two great pillars of Achzakas HaTorah, who wanted nothing more than establishing Eretz Yisrael and supporting Torah and maybe even ushering in the Mashiach. There was that hope, that component to it as well. And he said, I think the time is Medav Gein Eretz Yisrael, Medav Ringin the Korban Pesach. Now, the first person that Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer tried to enlist as support was his Groyser Rebbe, Rabbi Kiva Eger. And there's several tshuvas that are printed in Shalos and Tshuvas, Rabbi Kiva Eger, when we learned Masechta Zvachim, we went through several of them. But they went back and forth, and Rabbi Kiva Eger, for different reasons, didn't like it. Technical reasons. But there was a shock from Vataria. At one point, Rabbi Kiva Eger told Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Kalosha that he's going to reach out to his Edim, the Chassam Sofer, and he's going to ask the Chassam Sofer to look into it. The Chassam Sofer, this is fascinating, and this is printed in Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, Yerudei Reish Lamed Vav, and it's also printed in Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger. The same exact Tshuva. From the perspective of the Chassam Sofer, this is the letter he wrote to his Shver Rabbi Kiva Eger, and from the perspective of Rabbi Kiva Eger, this is the letter I received from my Edim, the Chassam Sofer. It's the same exact Tshuva. And the Chassam Sofer said that he did a little bit of due diligence. He sent somebody down to Yerushalayim to see whether it would be practical to be able to bring a carbon Pesach b'zman hazeh and the harabayis. And at the end of the day, he came back to him and he told him he doesn't think it's possible. So we're wasting our time. It's nice lumdis, it makes for good raid bites. But in terms of lemaisa, you want to know, practically speaking, if this is something you'll be able to do, it's not something you'll be able to do. And the truth is, there were other gedolim that all chimed in. Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger wrote a tshuva in the Binyan Tzion, and Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Chayes wrote a lot about this. V'advarim atikin, again, we've spoken a lot about this back in the day when we learned Kachin, and Bezrat Hashem, this is something that we're going to get into again. But the Netziv, in his Sfarim, made a fascinating observation. He said that this tumult that happened in the 1800s about bringing a carbon Pesach wasn't the first time there was a tumult to bring a carbon Bezman Hazeh. It's the Rambam Shita. Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash have Kedusha today, just like they had once upon a time. So technically, theoretically, it's something that should be able to do. But the Netziv made an unreal observation. He said that if you go back into history and you pull out all the different times that this controversy emerged, it was always with regards to the Karban Pesach. And the Netziv wondered out loud, why? Why was it always the Karban Pesach? Why was there never a tumma, let's bring a Karban Chatas to be mechaper on all the things that require a Chatas? Or an Oila, bring a Doira, the Gemara says. An Oila is a gift. Or a Karban Toida, to give Shvach Voida to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the fact that he's allowed people to survive all these goluses. So he says, how come the tumma was always with regards to a Karban Pesach? So the short answer would probably be, because it's another major issue you have when it comes to bringing a Karban Bezman Hazeh. We're all Tomei. And without the Paraduma, we're going to remain Tomei. Now, there was no Paraduma in the times of Tzvi Hirsch Kalosher. So how was he thinking to bring a carbon? The Teretz is, because we're going to learn sugyas, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, Tumah Tchoyi B'Tzibur. When it comes to a carbon Tzibur, if Rav of Klai Yisrael's Tameh, then the Tumah is either Hutra or Dchoyah, but you don't have to worry about the Tumah, and that's how it would be possible to bring a carbon. So really, the only way this would ever work is if you come onto Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, Tumah Tchoyi B'Tzibur. One of the carbonos that work with the laws of Tumah Hutra and Tumah Tchoyah is the carbon Pesach. But said the Netziv, that only narrows it down to Karbanos Tzibur, as opposed to a Karban Yachid. But there are other Karbanos, in addition to the Karban Pesach, where you can invoke the sugi of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, Tumah Tchoyi B'Tzibur. So the Netziv said, why was it that it was always the Karban Pesach? How come you don't find anywhere, whenever there was a Tumah, there was ever talk about bringing one of the other Karbanos? And the Netziv said, Adav Nifla. He said, there's a Pasuk in the Teuchecha, in Parashas B'chukosai. The Pasuk says, V'nasati es areichem charbo. That there'll be a day, if the Yidden don't do what they're supposed to do, that your cities are going to be destroyed. The Pasuk says the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. And if you bring a carbon, I won't enjoy the carbon. It will no longer be l'reach nichayach. So the Netziv said that, you know why? You can't bring a carbon bizman hazeh, even if you can check off all the boxes. Because one of the tenayim of a carbon is that it's supposed to be an isha reach nichayach l'Hashem, and the Torah was made in the Teuchecha that in galus v'loya reach bereach nichayachem. So he says it's not possible to bring a carbon bezman hazeh. But here's the punchline: that the Netziv said that there's one carbon in the Torah where the Torah does not mention reach nichayach, and you know which carbon that is? That's the carbon Pesach. He says that's why the tumult was always with regards to the carbon Pesach. Because in every other carbon, it wouldn't be possible. It's an ish meglach. Because you can figure out all the tenayim in the world. But at the same time, it's a pasuk. Hashem said there's going to be no reach nichayach. If there's no reach nichayach, there's no ability for you to bring a carbon. Because if you know going in that there's no reach nichayach from this carbon, so the carbon's then on arrival. There's no way for you to bring it. But dafka, the carbon Pesach, where there's no mention anywhere in the Torah that the purpose of the carbon Pesach is reach nichayach, so that's the only carbon that was possible. That's why Rabbi Chilmi Paris and all the tumult that ever happened as it related to bringing a carbon Pesach, it was always which carbon? It was the carbon Pesach. Because only by the carbon Pesach is this no Tanai of Reich Nichayach. Which means that the carbon Pesach is unique in another way. It's the only carbon that the Torah doesn't mention Mereach Nechayach. And the question is why? I will end with this. I heard once from Reb Gershon Ribner in the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha. He said that maybe the Pshat is as follows. It's Yodua, this Machloik is Rambam and Ramban. And this is a good Hakdama, I think, this piece, to the idea of Garban Pesach, and really to all Kachim and all Karbanis. Why Hashem was Mitzavah the Yidden to bring Karbanis? The Rambam said something very interesting. The Rambam in the Maor Nevuchim says that really Hashem doesn't need our Karbanis. The problem is the Yidden, when they left Mitzrayim, they were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. I mean that they were Ovdei Avodah Zarah, it was impossible for them to fathom worshipping a deity without some sacrificial and component to it. And that's why Hashem, simply to placate the Yidden, as a bridge to Kabbalah Satayra, said, listen, there's an idea, you have to understand, this. We're going to have Karbanos as well. Oh, there's Karbanos, yetz fashter. In Mitzrayim, there was a lot of Avodah Zarah. There was a lot of animals that were being sacrificed to their deities. And the Rambam says that Hashem felt there was no other way in order to have a Klal Yisrael do it. They wouldn't be able to relate to it. And this is a classic Rambam in the Meira, and he says, that's why we have Karbanos. The Ramban, in his Pirush Al HaTorah, in Parshas Vayikra, was not in agreement with the Rambam. His lashon is vehine heim divrei havoy. I'm not going to translate. Eich yirapu shever gadol v'kush yirapu yasu shulchan Hashem megoyol. The shulchan Hashem, all the karbanos, the Rambam's making it disgusting. The whole idea is lahoitzim miliban shal risham v'tipshei oylam. Can't be, says the Rambam. The Rambam says there has to be something way, way more to the idea of karbanos. What is it? So the Rambam says must be that in the oylamos, we can't fully appreciate this, but in the oylamos, above our pay grade, in that world, there's things that are happening when a karban's born. And then the Ramban says, I'll prove it to you. I'll prove to you I'm right. Because the Torah says when it comes to karbanos, lechem ishe l'reach nichayach. It says a carbon to reach nichayach. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Hashem has hana from a carbon. So if Hashem has hana from a carbon, so it's obvious, says the Ramban, that there's something real to a carbon. So said the Ramban to the Ram, how could you tell me the whole idea of a carbon is so that people should stop worshipping Avodah Zarah? It was all a way to give the Yidden like a kosher outlet. Meaning the Yidden will over Avodah Zarah, this is going to be a new religion. Can't really be Avodah Zarah anymore. So lahoitzi mileva tipshin the harishon. Now you have Avodah Zarah. Says the Ramban, how could that be? At the end of the day, it says in the Torah that it's supposed to be Isha L'Reich Nechayach Hashem. But this is the famous machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. Ramei Simcha, in his Hakdama to Meshech Chachma on Sefer Vayikra, says that could be, V'ula Yesh L'Hachriya. Maybe I could compromise. Try to find a happy medium between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam says the white were bring karbanos. It was all because need the wife of Avodah Zarah to remove them from Avodah Zarah. The Ramban says no. It's a big deal. By the way, you know how Ramei Simcha describes the Ramban for who inyan elektri ruchni. Right, electricity was new in Ramei Simcha's time. For inyan elektri ruchni. It's like some ruchni istig electricity. But said the Ramei Simcha, I'm going to be machriya. It could be there's an afkamina between the karbanos that were brought in the Beis Hamikdash and in the Mishkan, versus the karbanos that were brought on Bamos. There were many tkufas in Jewish history where the Yidden brought karbanos in their backyard, on their grill, on Bamos, literally. There was a Bama Kana, there was a Bama Gedayla, different halachas, but there were many times karbanos were brought. So it says Ramei Simcha, the karbanos that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash, yeah, that's Inyan Elektri Ruchni. There's nothing to talk about, like the Ramban says. But maybe the karbanos that were brought on the Bama, what's the big deal about a carbon that's brought in the Bama? It's Yitachin, says Ramei Simcha. Those carbonists were all for what purpose? It was simply to remove a person, to distance himself, give him a kosher outlook. Like this, he won't be Oved Avodah Zarah, says Ramei Simcha. With this, you can understand the Mishnah Masecht is Zvachim Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph. The Mishnah says, Ein Reach Nichayach Bebama. He said, what's Pshat? You know, why is there no Reach Nichayach Bebama? So he says, Behein Hein Advarim. He says, because the whole side of Reach Nichayach is that the Ebeshta has something from it. He says, that you only had in the Mishkan. That you had only had in the Beis HaMikdash. But as it relates to the Bama, that was all like the Rambam says. It's all Lahoitzi Mileva Tipshin Barishon. It's just to remove you a kosher alet. Oh, kosher alet? That has nothing to do with Reich Nechayach. If that has nothing to do with Reich Nechayach, says Ramei Simcha, that's Pshat in the Mishnah in Zvachim. Ein Reich Nechayach Bebama. So Rab Gershon Ribna said a beautiful word. He said that why did the Yidden bring the Karban Pesach? It's a pasuk in the Torah. Mishchu kulochem. Zok teil gerashi. Mishchu yetchem me'alilev. Ukulochem tzoyim shal mitzvah. The seh, the sheep, was the avodah zarah of the mitzvah. The Yidden were told, take the avodah zarah and bring it to the real Eibishta. Bring it to the deity. Bring it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it was. The idea of the Karban Pesach
L'kuli alma was mishchu yedchem me'alilim u'kulachem tzayim shal mitzvah. So Rav Gershon Ribner said, Gval, that's why this is the one carbon where you don't find anywhere the idea of reyach nichayach. Because reyach nichayach is all when there's a purpose, where it's an electri ruchni. The carbon Pesach was never an electri ruchni. The idea was mishchu yedchem me'alilim. That was the whole purpose of the carbon Pesach. If that was the whole purpose of a carbon Pesach, just like ein reyach nichayach bebamel, like Rameh Simcha says in his Akdama to Sefer Vayikra. So it's in that same exact vein, you have this idea that there's no Reach Nichayach by the Karban Pesach. But the point is, you see that the Karban Pesach was very, very unique. It was very different than all the Karbanas. It was different than all the Karbanas in terms of the Avodah, the Achil is a much bigger deal. In Machshava, yeah, Machshava is Peiselos by Pesach more so than other areas. Torah doesn't say Reach Nichayach when it comes to a Karban Pesach. But you want to know what the Oimek is? The Oimek is because the Karban Pesach was exclusively Mishchu Yedeichem Me'alilim. It was all about removing ourselves from Avodah Zarah. Now, the truth is, this was true for Pesach Beiros. Every Karban Pesach was like that. But it was all the more true for Pesach Mitzrayim. Pesach Mitzrayim was 100% Mishchu Yedeichem Me'alilim. Every Karban Pesach after that is Pesach Zushan O'Eichlan Al Shoma. It's all a Zeichah to that. But the real Mishchu Yedeichem Me'alilim, where it was most manifest, where it played itself out so clearly, so vividly, that was the carbon of Mitzrayim. It could be that's why it was possible to have a Pesach Mitzrayim. That's why you're able to have a carbon without a Mizbeach. That's why you could have a carbon without a proper Shechita Kabbalah or Loch Hazrika. Maybe a carbon without a Murim. How's the pot? Doesn't make any sense in the world of Karbanis. The Teretz is that this carbon was not Elektri Ruchni. The whole Yisoid of this carbon was Mishchu Yedeichem Me'alilim. A carbon that's Mishchu Yedeichem Me'alilim, again, just the Knech, may be such a carbon which is not Ishe Reach Nichayot Hashem. As that carbon can be a bissel fashtein, how would it be possible to have something like that in Mitzrayim? Either way, with that introduction, we begin a classic perek, and that is perek Tamid Nishchat. Now, the truth is that Tamid Nishchat begins not with a discussion of the Karban Pesach, but rather with a discussion of the Karban Tamid. And the reason is because, as we're about to see in the Mishnah, the Karban Tamid and the Karban Pesach's fate were very much intertwined, and the way the Karban Tamid was brought every day had to be altered a little bit on the day that the Karban Pesach was brought. Now, a few things. Number one, every single day the Yidden used to bring two Tamidim. There was the Tamid Shal Shachar and the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. These Karbanos were Oilois. There was the Oilo Tamid Shal Shachar, the Oilo Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, and they were also Karbanos Sibur. Every single Yid had a Chelik in these Karbanos. Now you're going to say, how's it possible? How could every Yid have a Chelik in a Karban? The Torah says every Yid had to give a Machzis HaShekel. And the purpose of the Machzis HaShekel was to finance all the Karbanos Sibur. So as long as the Yid gave a Machzis HaShekel, he bought shears in every single carbon seba that was going to be brought. Whether it was the Oilo Shal Shachar and the one that was born Beinu Arbayim, whether it was the Musaf, and all the different carbonos seba that were ever brought were bought by the totality of the Machzis HaShekel, and any person that had contributed his whole b'shekel to the Machzis HaShekel, he becomes your partner, and somehow he has a chelik in every single carbon seba that was ever going to be brought. Now, these two Tamidin, one was brought in the morning, the Tamid Shal Shachar, and the other one was brought in the evening. It was the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. On Erev Pesach, the Karban Pesach was brought as well. And the Karban Pesach was brought after the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. So first the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim was brought, and then afterwards the Karban Pesach was brought. So ordinarily, after the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim was brought, there wasn't that much more that had to be done in the Beis HaMikdash. In fact, we're going to see in today's daf, and again in tomorrow's daf, Aleo Hashlim Kol HaKarbanos, you weren't allowed to bring any carbon after the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim was brought. But Erev Pesach, that changed big time. Because on Erev Pesach, not only was there a carbon that was going to be brought, it was the Karban Pesach, and every single Yid was going to bring the Karban Pesach. So there were a whole bunch of Karbanos that were brought after the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, which meant that we have to reconsider maybe the timing of when we should bring the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. Against Yar, you could bring the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim maybe at one time, knowing in back of your mind that after the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, really, there's not many Karbanos that are going to be brought. In fact, it's the last carbon that was brought. Aleo Hashlim Kol HaKarbanos. You're not bringing any Karbanos anymore. But Erev Pesach is just the opposite. Erev Pesach, this is going to be a huge deal after the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. So really, when the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim was brought, was going to change, potentially, significantly,
on Erev Pesach. How exactly was it going to change? That's the first sugya in Perek Tamid Nishchat. Sok Teilig Mishnah, Tamid Nishchat, the Tamid Shalbein Arbayim, was slaughtered every single day, B'shmoino Mechza, 8.5 hours into the day. The Karev and the Emurim were burnt on the Mizbeach, B'teisho Mechza, 9.5 hours into the day. What happened from 8.5 to 9.5? So Rashi says, that 1 hour, the Kohanim were busy taking care of the Karben Tamid. So it took Be'erech an hour, Tamid Nishchat, B'shmoino Mechza, and then the Haktarah was done B'teisho Mechza. Says the Mishnah, Be'arvi P'sochem, what about an Erev Pesach? Nishchat B'shevu Mechza. So they bumped up the Karben Tamid an hour earlier. They did the Shechita 7.5 hours into the day, but Karben B'shmoino Mechza, and they brought the Emurim 8.5 hours into the day. Bein B'chol Ben B'Shabbos. And the Mishnah says it doesn't matter if Erev Pesach fell out on a weekday, or if Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, either way this was going to be Halach. However, there is one distinction. Chal Erev Pesach liyos be'erev Shabbos, meaning if Erev Pesach fell out on Erev Shabbos, then they bumped it up even another hour. Nishchat b'sheisha mechza, then the shechita was on 6.5 hours into the day, the karev b'sheva mechza, and the haktar was on 7.5 hours into the day. The Pesach achrov, and this is going back on the entire Mishnah, after the Karban Tamid Shalbein Arbayim was brought, it was then that the Karban Pesach was brought. So when exactly was the Karban Tamid brought? It depends. Most days, it was brought b'shmoino mechza. Erev Pesach, it was brought b'sheva umechza, with the exception of when Erev Pesach fell out on Erev Shabbos. Then it wasn't brought b'sheva umechza, but rather then it was brought b'sheish umechza. So, what's the source? How do we know that Tom and Nishchat b'shmoino mechza? I'm Rabbi Shulman David, I'm Akrat Zonta from the following pasuk. The Torah says, Es hakeves echo taseh v'boiker, ve'is hakeves hasheni taseh b'ein arbay. Now, the Torah could have simply said that the Keves Hasheni, that's referring to the Tamid Shalbein Arbayim, was brought Ba'erev, right? As a Keves Echad Tase Ba'boiker. That's a Keves Hasheni Tase Ba'erev, right? Boiker and Erev. Why Bein Arbayim? L'churo Erev. Chalkeo. So said Rabbi Shua ben Levi, you have to darsh in this word. Meaning, what the Torah is saying is that you should take Erev and you should divide it into two groups. Now, what's Erev? Erev is the latter part of the day. So, the day, 24 hours, is divided into two parts, Yom and Laila. Yom itself is divided into two parts. You have Boiker, and then you have Erev. Boiker is the first 6 hours, Erev is the second 6 hours. Shoizmani is, but the point is that you have the latter 6 hours, that's what Erev is. If the Torah is saying you should take Erev, and you should turn it into Arbayim, and you should bring the Tamid Bein Arbayim between the two Erevs. So said Rabbi Shulman Levi, essentially what the Torah is telling you to do is you should take the hour that it takes to bring the Karban Pesach, and you should lodge it in between two Erevs. So if you have 6 hours, and you have to take an hour and put it in middle of the 6 hours, so this is basic back of the envelope arithmetic. You'll have 2.5 hours, an hour, and 2.5 hours. Oh, if that's the case, so what you have is Beis Shoyis U'Mechza L'Kan, Shtei Shoyis U'Mechza L'Kan, V'Shoachas L'Asni Yosei, and you have the 1 hour that it took you to bring the Karban Pesach. If the Karban Pesach is then going to be brought after 2.5 hours into the Erev, how many hours into the day is that? Shmaino Mechza. It's 8.5 hours into the day. Because the morning is 6 hours. Now, 2.5 hours into evening. So therefore, says the Mishnah, Tamid Nishchat b'shmaino Masav Rava. But Rava asked the Kash. Barbi Pesach, the Mishnah said, Nishchat b'shevu Mechza. That when Erev Pesach, you have to bring the Tamid Shalbein Arbayim. You didn't bring it 8.5 hours into the day. You brought it 7.5 hours into the day. V'chor b'shmaino Mechza. And b'chor b'shabbos. V'yis ol g'daitach b'shmaino Mechza de Raisa. So Rava told her that according to Shua ben Levi, that b'shmaino Mechza is based on a pasuk b'ein arbayim chalkeu. This is the time you're supposed to bring it. Heichin mikadminale. So how could you do it earlier on Erev Pesach? There's no pasuk that says the Erev Pesach should be done differently. It's seemingly misvara, said Rava. How could a svara be oikar a pasuk? If there's no pasuk that says you have to bring it b'shmaino Mechza, so then you could come up with a reason why Chazal wanted you to bring it earlier on Erev Pesach. If, however, it's based on a pasuk, so how could you change it? Elam Rava. So Rava said, you have to say pshat, not like Rabbi Shulman Levi. Right. Mitzvah say the Tamid Meshiyu not do tzol away Erev. The mitzvah is to bring the carbon Tamid Shalbein Arbayim as soon as the tzol away Erev. This has something to do with the position of earth relative to the sun and the shade. The point is, it's Sheishu Mechza, Ayin Rashi. That's really L'katchilo when you're supposed to do it. Meaning, from that point forward, you can bring the Tamid Shalbein Arbayim. Why? My time, and Dama Krokos, the Pasuk says, Bein Arbayim, Me'idna Demascho Shemshu L'ma'arif. As soon as the Shemesh starts to set, at that point, it just begins, the very, very beginning of it, at that point, it starts moving to the west. That's when you're
supposed to or allowed to bring the Talmud Shabbat Rabban Hilkach. So Rav went and explained, the whole year, the Ikin, the Dharma, the Davis, well, you have to bring the Dharma, the Davis, right? Every day in the Beis HaMikdash, do a lot of Kabbalahs being brought. Okay. And Rachman, Amma, the Torah said, Aleh Chalvei Hashlamim. V'Amma Amar, we'll see more about this in tomorrow's daf. Aleh Hashlam Kol HaKabbalahs Kula. That after the Talmud Shabbat Rabban was brought, you weren't allowed to bring any Kabbalahs. So even though, in theory, you could have brought the Talmud Shabbat Rabban, Sheishu Mechza, and by the way, it's not just theory. The reason Makdim the Mitzvahs. If that's when you can do it, then really that's when you should do, says Rashi. But at the same time, Machrina Le Tartishai. We push it off 2 hours, Vavdina Le B'Shmayno Mechza. And we do it instead B'Shmayno Mechza. Why? Because if you're going to do it B'Shesha Mechza, yeah, you're going to profit. The reason Makdim the Mitzvahs. But it comes with an invoice. You're not going to be able to bring Karbonis after 6.5 hours into the day. You're losing out too much time as far as bringing Karbonis. So therefore, they pushed it off to Shmoyno Mechza. Arvi Pesach, Erev Pesach, Ika Pesach, Achra. Arvi Pesach, there was another thing that had to be taken into calculation. And that is that after the Talmud Shabbat Abraham, you had to bring the Karbon Pesach. So Katmina Loi Shalachas. So we bumped it up an hour. Vavdina Le B'Shevo Mechza. And instead of bringing it B'Shmoyno Mechza, we brought it B'Shevo Mechza. Chol Erev Pesach, Lias Erev Shabbos. It says, Rava, now you can understand the last part of the mission as well. What happens if Erev Pesach falls out on Erev Shabbos, then you do a B'sheshu Mechza. Why? Because the Ikanami Tzliyasa. Because then you're going to also have to roast the Karbon Pesach and Erev Pesach. The Leidachi Shabbos. That's not Leidachi Shabbos. When did the Karbon Pesach have to be roasted? Whenever. You could have done it Erev Yontif on your Dalit. You could have done it Bilel Tezvav. But on Erev Shabbos, you have no choice but to do it on Erev. Why? Because once it's Shabbos, the tzli, the roasting of the Karbon Pesach, is not Teich Shabbos. So now, there's two factors. Number one, you want to bring the Talmud Shabbat Rabbayim earlier, so you have some time to bring the Karbon Pesach. But you also want to bring it even earlier than that. So you have time, not just to bring the Karbon Pesach, but to roast the Karbon Pesach. If that's the case, and that's why you ended up having it 6.5 hours into the day. So, Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, you want to know why Tomin Nishchat B'Shmoyno Mechza? It's a pasnik. It doesn't say in the Torah you should bring the Tomin Shabbat Arbayim Ba'erev. It says you should bring it Bein Ha'arbayim, which means takes the 6 hours of Erev, divide into two groups, and lodge it in between that 1 hour that it takes to bring the Tomin Shabbat Arbayim. That's when you should bring it. And that's why it's B'Shmoyno Mechza. Rava said, can't be. Because if that's the case, how are we playing games with this when it comes to Erev Pesach Shchalias Erev Shabbos? So Kenetzain said, Rava must be Mi'ikar Adim Midei Raisa. You can bring it already me sheishu mechza. From 6.5 hours into the day, at that point, you can bring it. And the truth is, in a perfect world, maybe that's when you would do it, because it's reason makdim l'mitzvahs. But at the same time, there are other things that need to be factored into equation. What are those things? Aleh hashleim kolar karbonis. You're not going to bring another carbon after you bring the Talmud Shabbat Rabbayim. So if you're going to bring it too early, you're going to be stuck. The kehanim are going to be sitting around. They're not going to be able to bring karbonis anymore. So it doesn't make any sense. People need to bring karbonis. So if that's the case, we can't do it too early. Erev Pesach is another cheshbin, and that is, fakert, you want to do it a little earlier, because the Karbon Pesach had to be after the Talmud Shabbat Rabbayim. Meaning, even though aleh hashleim kolar karbonis, the Karbon Pesach was the antithesis of that. It dafke had to be after the Talmud Shabbat Arbayim. We're going to see more about that in tomorrow's daf. And Erev Pesach, Chalis Merev Shabbos, there was a third thing that had to be taken into consideration, and that is the fact that not only did the Karbon Pesach have to be brought after, but you had to make sure there was enough time to bring the Karbon Pesach before Shkia, and even to roast the Karbon Pesach. That took even more time, and that's why they wanted to give the Yidden a little extra time, and that's why Erev Pesach, Chalis Merev Shabbos, it wasn't brought B'Shmoyna Mechza, not B'Sheva Mechza, rather it was brought B'Sheisha Mechza. In other words, Chazal would juggle a whole bunch of ideas. They were juggling Zrizim Akdim L'Mitzvahs together with the idea of Aleh Hashlam Kol HaKarbonis, together with the idea that the Karbon Pesach Dafka had to be brought after the Talmud Shabbat Arbayim, and together with the idea that the Tzli, the roasting of the Karbon Pesach, wasn't Doich HaShavis. And it's because of putting all these pieces together you end up with our Mishnah. Tamin Nishchat, Shmoino Mechza, Erev Pesach, Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'Chorev, B'Shevo Mechza, Erev Shabbos, Erev Pesach, it's B'Sheishu Mechza. Zog to Gemara. Tanu Rabban. A Braisa. Ki Sidurei B'Choyl, Kach Sidurei B'Shabbos. The way that the Karbon Tomei Shabbat Rabbayim was brought during the week is the same way that it was brought on Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva said, Ki Sidurei B'Erev Pesach. No, not the way it was brought B'Choyl is the way it was brought B'Shabbos, but rather, Ki Sidurei B'Erev Pesach. Now this is a very, very cryptic Braisa. And today's daf is going to be another great example of where there was a braisa that was brought into Beis Medrash, and the Amiram was struggling to figure out Pashu Pshan in this braisa. And we have Rabbi Shmuel in this braisa, we have the great Rabbi Akiva in this braisa, and the Amiram were trying to understand Pashu what this braisa means. And this braisa is so sussum that literally from here until the end of the daf, all the Gemara is going to be doing is trying to figure out what in the world this Braisa means. The Gemara is going to bring three pshatim: Abaya, Rava, Rabba, Barula. It's not such an easy cheshbin. So this part of Tamid Nishchat starts off a little bit hard, but zok the Gemara. So again, Kisindure b'chayv, kach sidure b'shabbes, divrei Rabbi Yishma. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kisidure Berev Pesach, says the Gemara, the question that's bothering everybody, my Kamar, what's posh shot on this Braisa? Omer Abayo, so Abayo said, okay, come, this is what the Braisa means. Kisidure Bechoyel, the Erev Pesach, the same way that the Talmud Shalbein Abayim was brought, Erev Pesach during the week, which was Besheva Omechza, Kach Siduroi, Beshabbos, Berev Pesach, the same exact way the Talmud Shabbein Abayim was brought when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Yishma. In other words, Abaye said that Rabbi Yishma and Rabbi Akiva are arguing when the Talmud Shabbein Abayim was brought when Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos. Now our Mishnah said, B'shevo Mechza. Right? Talmud was usually brought B'shmoino Mechza. If Erev Pesach, Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'Chol, was brought B'shevo Mechza, Erev Pesach, Erev Shabbos, it was brought B'Sheishu Mechza. The Abaye said, the way I see this Braisa, is the Braisa is discussing something the Mishnah already discussed. We're discussing when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. When did you bring the Talmud Shabbein Abayim? Rabbi Shmuel, the first Tana, said, Kisidure Bechol, Kach Sidure B'Shabbos. We're talking about the Talmud Shabbein Abayim. The same time the Talmud Shabbein Abayim was brought Bechol, which is B'Shevo Mechza, Kach Sidure B'Shabbos. That's the same exact time the Talmud Shabbein Abayim was brought when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva said, no. Kisidurei Be'erev Pesach, Shecholiois Be'erev Shabbos, Kach Sidure B'Shabbos. You want to know when the Talmud Shabbein Abayim was brought when Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos? It was brought the same time that the Talmud Shabbein Abayim was brought when Erev Pesach fell out on Erev Shabbos. When Erev Pesach fell out on Erev Shabbos, when was the Talmud Shabbein Abayim brought? It was brought, the Mishnah said, B'sheishu Mechza. Rabbi Akiva holds that when Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, it was also brought B'sheishu Mechza. So again, very clear. Machloikis Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva, the way Abai understands the Braisa, when Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, when was Talmud Nishchat? Usually Talmud Nishchat B'shmoino Mechza. Erev Pesach, Shevo Mechza. Erev Pesach Shcholiyos Be'erev Shabbos, Sheishu Mechza. The question is, Erev Pesach Shcholiyos B'Shabbos. According to Rabbi Shmuel, Shevo Mechza. And that's what he meant when he said, Kisidure B'chol, Kach Sidure B'Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva said, no. What, you're supposed to bring it not B'Shevo Mechza, rather be Sheishu Mechza. Where did he say it? He said the words Kisidure Be'erev Pesach. What does it mean, Rabbi Akiva? I'm a Kisidure Be'erev Pesach. Kisidure Be'erev Pesach. Shecholiyos Be'erev Shabbos. Kach Sidure B'Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva is adding a lot of words. Rabbi Akiva never said that. But that's what Abaye says. Must be what Rabbi Akiva meant. Okay, it says Abaye, continuing along. Umasisin Diktani Bein B'chol Bein B'Shabbos. Unzer Mishnah that said that Erev Pesach he brought the carbon Tomit B'Shevo Mechza. It doesn't matter if it was during the week or for Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel, it's going according to Rabbi Shmuel. That's easy. Rabbi Shmuel is the one that said Bein B'Shabbos Bein B'chol. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, when did you bring it? Not B'Shevo Mechza. B'Sheishu Mechza. Look at Rabbi Michael Miflegi. What's the machlokes? Why does Rabbi Shmuel hold that Erev Pesach Shchalias B'Shabbos they brought B'Shevo Mechza? And Rabbi Akiva holds that Erev Pesach Shchalias B'Shabbos they brought B'Sheishu Mechza? Says the Gemara, but Musaf and Koydman the Bozichin Kamiflegi. They're arguing about what came first. Did the carbon musaf on Shabbos come first? Or did the haktara of the shtei bezichei levoina on Shabbos come first? So a few things. Number one, on Shabbos, there was a special carbon that was brought. Ubayayim HaShabbos, they used to bring the carbon musaf. Right, musafim were brought on special days. One of the days was Shabbos. That's why we daven musaf on Shabbos. Anytime you daven musaf, that's the clue. That day in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a special carbon that was brought. A carbon musaf. What does musaf mean? It's musaf, it's extra. It's an extra carb. Number one. Number two, on Shabbos, in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to eat, the Kehanim did the Lechem Apanim. So the Lechem Apanim stood on the Shulchan for a week. And then, on Shabbos, they would remove the old Lechem and eat it, and they would put the new Lechem on the Shulchan. But before they ate the old bread, they had to do a Haktara. There was something that was matter, the Lechem Apanim, which in the world of Pigol and Lumdis of Kachem is very important. They would take the two bezichei levoina that spent the week on the shulchan, they would be makterid on the mizbeach, and then after the haktara, you were allowed to eat the old loaves, you were allowed to eat the yid beis chalis that just spent the last week on the shulchan. Now there was a machlokes in Shas,
What came first every Shabbos? First the Musaf was brought and then the Bezichei Levayna was brought? Or first the Bezichei Levayna and then the Musaf? That has everything to do, said Abaya, with this machloikis from Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva. In fact, the whole machloikis is the musafin kaidman lebazichin. Rabbi Shmuel holds musafin kaidman lebazichin. The musafin were brought before the bazichin. Okay, if that's the case, avadu musafin b'shech. The musafin was always brought in the sixth hour of the day. It took an hour to bring the carbon musaf, just like the tamid took an hour. So the musaf took an hour, bazichin b'sheva. If that's the case, where were the bazichin brought? It had to be brought b'sheva. V'avalei l'tamid, b'sheva u'mechze. The bezichin had to be done before the tamid shel bein arba'im, which means, said Rabbi Shmuel, the earliest you can bring the tamid shel bein arba'im on Shabbos was going to be b'sheva u'mechze. It wasn't possible to bring it any earlier than that. Rabbi Kiva holds bezichin kaidim l'musafin. Then no, the bezichin came before the musafin. So if that's the case, bezichin l'chamish, they were able to do the bezichin in the morning. U'musafin b'sheish, then musaf happened in the sixth hour. V'avalei l'tamid b'sheish u'mechze. So ready by the sheish u'mechze, at that point they were able to bring the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. So you want to know the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva? The machlokes is, was it feasible to be able to bring it already b'sheish u'mechzana? Rabbi Akiva said, yeah. Well, because he held the bezichin is not getting in the way because the bezichin was brought before the korban musaf because bezichin koyim the musafin. Rabbi Shmuel held just the opposite, musafin koyim the bezichin, and as a result, the earliest it was possible to bring would have been 7.5 hours into the day. Now notice, on Shabbos, we're not making any considerations of the nedarim and the nedavis that are going to have to be brought. Aleh hashem kol karbanos is not a factor at all. Why isn't it a factor? Because at the end of the day, the on Shabbos, they didn't bring the Dharma and the Davis anyways. So there's no cheshvin of Oleo Hashlan Kolar Karbonis. So therefore, really, Zrizamak Nimel Mitzvitz. Let's bring it as early as possible, which is where Rabbi Akiva holds. Rabbi Shmuel says you have a problem because you first brought the Musafin and then you had to bring the Bezichin. The earliest it was possible to do was Meshnevo Machmaske Flor Rava. But Rava asked Abaya Kasha. So it's a very nice pshat. I hear everything that you're saying. Machlokes from Rabbi Akiva is talking about Erev Pesach, Shchalias B'Shabbos, according to Rabbi Shmuel, 7.5 hours, according to Rabbi Akiva, 6.5 hours, the time of the mission is Rabbi Shmuel, and the argument was Musafin Koyim L'Bezichin, or Bezichin Koyim L'Musafin. Since, but I have one problem. Rabbi Akiva didn't say this. If Rabbi Akiva said it, Gevaldik, he never said it. Yeah, midi Rabbi Akiva kisidure b'erev pesach shcholias b'erev Shabbos ketani. You're adding a lot of language, said Rabbi Tabaya in Rabbi Akiva's words. What did Rabbi Akiva say? Kisidure b'erev pesach slamach tani. That's what we say. Alam Rava. So Rava said we have no choice, but we're gonna have to say a nupsh. Hachi kami. Kisidure b'chol d'alma kach sidure b'Shabbos b'erev pesach. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Again, they were arguing Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, according to Rava. When Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, when was the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im brought? So in terms of what Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva are going to be arguing right now in the second Pshat in the Gemara, it's the same as the first Pshat in the Gemara. Rav and Abaye are not arguing about that. The context, the sugya, the noisei, the Indian, and Erev Pesach. We're discussing when Shabbos coincides with Erev Pesach, when was the Tamid brought? Said Rav, here are the two Shitas, different than you, Abaye. The first Shita is Rabbi Shmuel's Shita is Kisidure Bechoyl, the Alma, Kachsidure B'Shabbos, the Erev Pesach. You want to know when the Karban Pesach was brought, when the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im was brought, when Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, the same exact time that the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im was brought the whole year. When was it brought the whole year? 8.5 hours into the day. Tamid Nishcha B'Shmeinu Mechza. Rabbi Shmuel holds it was brought B'Shmeinu Mechza. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Kisidure B'Erev Pesach. No, that when Shabbos falls out on Erev Pesach, so they brought the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im at the same time that they always brought an Erev Pesach, even when it fell out during the week. When Erev Pesach fell out during the week, when was the Tamid brought? B'Shevo Mechza. That's when it was brought, when Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos. So what are the two Shittas according to Rava? The two Shittas are Rabbi Shmuel holds B'Shmoino Mechza, and Rabbi Akiva holds B'Sheva Mechza. Rabbi Shmuel holds that when Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, they brought the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im B'Shmoino Mechza the same time they brought the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im Agansio. And according to Rabbi Akiva, when Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, they brought the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im the same time they always brought an Erev Pesach, like when it fell out B'Choil, which was B'Sheva Mechza. Now, according to Rava, who's the Tana of our Mishnah? The Tana of our Mishnah said that the Tamid on Erev Pesach was always brought B'Sheva Mechza, Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'Choil. Rabbi Shmuel holds that when Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, they brought a B'Shmoino Mechza. Rabbi Akiva holds they brought a B'Sheva Mechza. Who then is the time of the Mishnah? It's Rabbi Akiva. U'mas nisan d'ktoni b'im b'chol b'im b'Shabbos.
Said Rava, Rabbi Akiva, Givaldi. Okay, says the Rabbi, Michael Mifilki, what's the machlokes? According to Rabbi Shmuel b'Shmoyna Mechza, according to Rabbi Akiva Shavu Mechza, b'michmar bisra k'mifilki. The machlokes was, do we have to be worried that maybe the basar is going to start going bad? Rabbi Shmuel didn't want you to shech the carbon Pesach too early. Why? Because cheshina l'michmar basar. Because remember, it's Shabbos. And because it's Shabbos, you're not going to be able to roast the Karban Pesach until the night. So if you're going to shecht it too early, you're going to have practical issues with the meat. It's going to start going bad. So he said, let's push it off as late as possible. So what's the latest they ever brought to Talmud Shabbain Arba'ayim? B'shmeinu Mechza. So good, light plug, let's bring it B'shmeinu Mechza. Rabbi Kiva holds, we're not worried. If Rabbi Kiva is not worried about Michmer Basra, not the Mishesha Mechza, do it 6.5 hours into the day. You're not worried about Michmer Basra, you're not bringing this reason back to so just do b'sheishem mechza. Kasav and musav and kainu the bazichin. No, because Rabbi Akiva holds the musav had to be brought before the bazichin. So abul the musav and b'sheish. The musav was brought 6 hours. Ubazichin b'shev. The bazichin was brought in the 7th hour. Abul the tamu b'shevu mechza. And the karmel tamu was brought b'shevu mechza. So what are the first two shittas? Machloikis abayi v'rava. What the machloikis Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Shmuel is? So again, they agree on one point and they argue in another point. They agree that the machloikis was discussing erev Pesach shecholius b'shabbes. When exactly do you bring it? Where they disagree is what the two opinions were. According to Abaya, Rabbi Shmuel said the Shevel Mechza, Rabbi Kiva said B'Shneisho Mechza. According to Rava, Rabbi Shmuel said B'Shmoina Mechza, and Rabbi Akiva said B'Shevel Mechza. What is the point of the Machlokes? Two different things. According to Abaya, Musafin Kaidman L'Bazichin, Bazichin Kaidman L'Musafin. According to Rava, they're arguing about Chayshina L'Michmer Bisra, Mo Balabatish, Ulay Chayshina L'Michmer Bisra. Maskelo Rabbi Barula, for Rabbi Barula, told Rava, says, I don't think you made it that much better. Midi kisidure bechol, kach sidure b'shabes be'erev ha-pesach divri Rabbi Shmuel ketani. Rabbi Shmuel never said a word about Erev Pesach. He said, Chevra, I don't understand. Abaya Rava, what were the words of the Braisa? Kisidure bechol, kach sidure b'shabes divri Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kimba Oimer kisidure be'erev Pesach. Rabbi Shmuel never said a word about Erev Pesach. I don't think Rabbi Shmuel means Erev Pesach. He never said the word Erev Pesach. What did Rabbi Shmuel say? Kesidurai b'chol b'shabes chamaktani. Elamar Rabbi Barula. So Rabbi Barula, because it is said, I'm going to tell you a third pshat. Hachintani. This is the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. They're not arguing about what the halacha is when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. Rather, you know what they were arguing about? Every single Shabbos. Not Erev Pesach Shecholius b'Shabbos. More simple. Every single Shabbos. When exactly was the Tom and Nishchan on Shabbos? The Hachik Tani. Kisidre b'chol da'alma. Kach sidre b'Shabbos da'alma. The Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds. And when was the Tom and Nishchan b'chol? B'Shmoyna Mechza. The opening line of the Perek. That's when they brought it on Shabbos also. They always brought it B'Shmoyna Mechza. Rabbi Kiva Emre. Rabbi Kiva says, Kisidre b'Erev Pesach da'alma. The same time that they brought it every Erev Pesach, which was when b'shevel mechza kach zidre b'shabes da'alma. That's exactly when they brought it b'shabes da'alma. Meaning the machlokes is not erev Pesach shchalias b'shabes. The machlokes is every single Shabbos. When exact? Not erev Pesach. Shabbos kodesh parshas boy. When did they bring the Talmud Shabbain Arba'in? According to Rabbi Shmuel, they brought up a Shmoyno Mechza, Kisidre Bechol, Kach Sidre B'Shabbos. And according to Rabbi Akiva, no, every Shabbos they brought up a Shnevo Mechza, Kisidre Be'erif Pesach Na'alma, Kach Sidre B'Shabbos. Said Rabbi Bar Ula, the Mishnah that said that Erev Pesach, they always brought up a Shiva Mechza, Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'Chol, it doesn't matter whether Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, Erev Pesach fell out during the week, it could be according to everybody. Right, Rabbi Akiva never debated that. What are they debating? They're just debating a regular Shabbos. You want to know what happens Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos? I don't know. If the Mishnah says Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'Chol, then Umasnisim D'Ktani, Bein B'Chol, Bein B'Shabbos, Divrei HaKoyli. Let it be everybody. So you're Michael Miflugi. Okay, what's the Machloikis now? It's not going to do with Erev Pesach now. So what's the Machloikis? Gzeres Nedarim V'Nedavis Kam Miflugi. The Machloikis was because of a Gzera Atu Nedarim V'Nedavis. Rabbi Shmuel said, Rabbi Shmuel holds, because we're in Shabbos, Atucha. Rabbi Shmuel said that during the week you had to bring the Tamid when B'Shmoyno Mechza. Why? Because once you meet the Talmud Shabbain Arba'in, you can't bring carbonus anymore. Aleh hashlem, call it carbonus. See, he said that if that's what you do during the week, do it that way on Shabbos as well. And even though on Shabbos you don't have the cheshbin, Shabbos you could technically do it earlier. Why do it earlier? Because you're not bringing the Darman Adavis anyways. But he was worried about Xera, that if you do it early on Shabbos, you may do it earlier during the week, and you're going to mess up people with their carbonus. Rabbi Akiva, sub Rabbi Akiva, loigas rinan, I'm not worried about. Faith to Gemara, I loigas rinan, na'avde, bevavu mechza. If Rabbi Akiva is not worried about Xera, so Rabbi Akiva says, Do it at 7. Don't do it 7. Do it 6.5. So the Gemara says, what it said, Simdritim ul nakasav and musafim kanyin lezichin. Because Rabbi Kiva held that the musafim were brought before the bezichin. Musafim b'sheish, u bezichin b'sheva. Musafim were brought in the 6th hour, bezichin the 7th hour. V'avolei the tamim b'zayin u'mechza. So when was the tamim brought? It was brought b'zayin u'mechza. Either way, this concludes the three shittas. Now the Gemara is going to be mafalful, just a little bit. But these are the three shittas. Again, we started off with a very, very cryptic braisa. Kisidure b'chol, kach sidure b'shabbos, divi Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva Omer, kisidure b'erev Pesach. What in the world is going on over here? Machloik is Abaya, Rava, and Rabba Bar Ula. Abaya and Rava both said they were arguing when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos Kodesh. When was the Tamar Nishchat? According to Abaye, Rabbi Shmuel holds B'Shevel Mechza, Rabbi Kiva holds B'Sheshel Mechza. According to Rava, Rabbi Shmuel holds B'Shmoino Mechza, Rabbi Kiva holds B'Shevel Mechza. The third sheet was Rabbi Barula. He said they're not arguing B'chlal Erev Pesach Shcholiyos B'Shabbos. They're arguing every single Shabbos. Erev Pesach is a separate Shaila. They're not discussing that. They're discussing every single Shabbos. When was the Tamid Shalbein Abayim brought? Rabbi Shmuel said B'Shmoino Mechza, the same time it was brought the rest of the week. Rabbi Akiva said, no, now you're able to bring it an hour earlier, so it was brought instead, B'Sheva U'Mechza. But as it relates to the Machloikis Abaye V'Rava, because that's what the last part of the daf is going to focus on, as it relates to the Machloikis between Abaye and Rava, and that is, the Machloikis Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva was discussing Erev Pesach, Shechol Liyos B'Shabbos. And they argued when the Tamid Shalbein Abaye was brought. According to Abaye, Rabbi Shmuel said 7.5. Rabbi Akiva said 6.5. According to Rava, Rabbi Shmuel said 8.5. Rabbi Akiva said 7.5. The Gemara now is going to bring two braises that maybe are going to lend some clues as to what Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva's positions were regarding this Shaila. Maybe, we'll be able to be machria in the machloikas Abaye v'Rava from these two braises. The first price, Mesve, Tomid, the carbon Tomid, Kalashana Kula Karb Kilchas. The whole year it was brought Kilchas. What does that mean? Nishcha b'shmeinu mechza, v'karib b'teisho mechza. Nobody argues that. U'be'erev ha'pesach, as it relates to Erev Pesach, Nishcha b'shevu mechza, v'karib b'shmeinu mechza, cholies b'shabbos. If Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, cholies b'sheinu b'shabbos. It's as if it fell out during the week. So if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, it's as if Erev Pesach fell out on a Monday. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva Omer Kisidrei Be'erev HaPesach. But we have seemingly a real clue as to what Rabbi Yishmael Shita is with regards to Erev Pesach Shcholiyos B'Shabbos. Erev Pesach, when was the Tamid Shalbein Abayim brought? B'Shevo Mechza. What about if Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos? K'Choliyos B'Sheini B'Shabbos. It's as if it fell out on a Monday. So what does it sound like? Sounds like Abaya. It sounds like it's going to be the same Shevel Mechza. According to Rabbi Yishmael, there's no difference between Erev Pesach that fell out during the week and Erev Pesach that fell out on Shabbos. Bishlam el Abaya Nicha. Bishlam according to Abaya, it's very good. El Rav Kasha. But according to Rav, it's fair. Because Rav held that according to Rabbi Yishmael, what are you supposed to do when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos and supposed to be Bishmoina Mechza Amalach Rav? So Rav is going to tell you, no, not necessarily. Loi Tema Kachol Bisheni B'Shabbos. Don't say that when Rabbi Yishmael said that if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you're supposed, it's kecholias b'sheni b'Shabbos, it's as if Erev Pesach fell out on Sheni b'Shabbos. No. It's not as if Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, it's as if it's just Monday. It's Sheni b'Shabbos. Sheni b'Shabbos na'alma. And what's the halacha Sheni b'Shabbos na'alma? Tamid nishcha b'shmeinu mechza. So Rava says, no. The Bryce is not saying your pshat Rabbi Shmuel Abaye. The Bryce is actually saying my pshat. So Gemara Meisvei, another kasha. And this kasha is not on Rava. This kasha is on Abaye. Another Bryce. Cholis b'Shabbos. If Erev Pesach falls down on Shabbos, kisidroi kol hashana kula. So if Erev Pesach falls down on Shabbos, when do you bring the Tamid Shalbein Arbaim? The same time you bring it the whole year. When do you bring the Tamid Shalbein Arbaim the whole year? B'shmeinu mechza. Div Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva says, Kisidrei be'erev Pesach ta'alma. No, you're supposed to bring it the same time you bring it erev Pesach ta'alma, which is Shevo Mechza. This is Mamish Rava, right? This is Rava's whole Shita. You have a machloikis from Bishmo Rabbi Akiva regarding erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel says, Kisidrei kol hashana gula, which sounds like Shmoino Mechza. And Rabbi Akiva said, Kisidrei be'erev Pesach ta'alma, which sounds like Shevo Mechza, which was exactly Rava's pshat in the Machlokes. So the Gemara says, Bishlam el Rava Nicha. Bishlam according to Rava, this is the Braisa. El Abaye Kasha. But according to Abaye, it's Shver. Amalek Abaye, Abaye is going to tell you, Loi Tema, that when the Braisa says that it's Kisidroi Kol HaShana Kula, don't learn that what it means is Kisidroi Kol HaShana.
that you're supposed to bring the Tamid Shobein Arbayim when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, the same time you bring it every day of the year. Ele'ema, you know what it means? Kisidroi kol ha'shonim kulan. That when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you bring it the same time you would bring it when Erev Pesach falls out on any other day. Like all the other years. This year, punk, Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos. But what's with last year? What's with next year? Oh, that's the same exact time you're supposed to bring it, which is my sheet to set Abayah. Because I would Rabbi Shmuel oath that the Talmud Shabbat Abayah was always brought B'Sheva and Mechza. You're supposed to bring it the same time when it falls out on Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva, what's Rabbi Akiva said? Kesidroi Erev Pesach Shecholiyas Erev Shabbos. And Rabbi Akiva, who said Kesidroi Erev Pesach, he meant Kesidroi Erev Pesach Erev Shabbos. Because Rabbi Akiva's sheet, according to me, said Abayah, is that when the carbon, when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you're supposed to bring the Talmud Shalvein Arabayim the same time that you bring it when Erev Pesach falls out on Erev Shabbos, which is B'Sheishu Mechza.